Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi friends, so this week I want to talk some shit about social media. I'm going to share some realizations and then I'm going to rant for a minute because I have some shit going on that's just pissing me off that I keep seeing on social media. And one of the realizations I'm going to share about posting online and like being online is one of the things that actually helped me move away and change my life. First off, let's just jump into this shit. Social media gives people a false sense of importance. And I'm not talking about people with followers. I'm talking about people without followers too. Like I have some followers. It's like, oh, cute, fun. But it gives day-to-day normal people a false sense of importance also. Because you're posting shit and you feel like people are keeping up with you. It's like you feel like people are watching you. You feel like people actually give a fuck about you. So you're like posting your outfit. You're posting your dinner. You're posting your this, posting your that. It's like people feel the impulse to post everything they're doing because they think people care. Like that's kind of like the vibe it gives you. Like it makes you feel like someone's watching you and like people give a fuck about you and they want to know what you're up to. And this makes you feel better about your life. It makes you feel good about your life. Even if it's a life that you don't like, you're getting positively reinforced that like people care about what you're doing. So it makes you weirdly like in your mind feel better about the life that you're living. And it makes you want to keep posting. Like, yes, some people do look at your page because they want to keep up with you, but a lot of people don't. Like, the reality is, most people get on social media for a distraction. They just want to, like, get online and just go play. So, like, anytime there's a void in someone's day, like, you're waiting at the post office, you're fucking driving and the light's red, you just get on your phone real quick and you just, like, start scrolling to distract yourself. Or, like, you're doing cardio. Or you get in bed and you're just, like, bored and you're laying there, so you just start scrolling social media. People just scroll social media. They're not getting on to look at you. You're just what pops up when they get online. Like, I've had to humble the fuck out of myself. Like, people don't actually give a fuck what I'm doing. Some people do, and I get that. But majority of people, I'm just what comes up. Like, when they're on social media, like, they're looking for a distraction, and I just happen to be there. You know, like, people are not, like, watching my shit and eating it up the way that I think they are. Because, like, I've noticed I've been so, like, stressed about what I post. Because I feel like people give a fuck. They don't. They fucking don't. No one is watching my shit and analyzing it as hard as I am. Like, I'm analyzing it, and I see every piece of content that I post, and I'm very, like, perfectionist about it. But I realized, like, not everybody sees everything you post, and not everybody gives a fuck. Like, genuinely. But the way that this realization helped me change my life, and, like, it's the reason that I fully moved away, is feeling good about yourself on social media because you posted shit and you shared your dinner. Like, let's just say you shared a story of your dinner and 300 people watched it or 1,000 people watched it. Whatever it is. It's like, oh, people are watching me. Like, it gives you this sense of like, oh my God, like people care what I'm up to. They care what I'm doing. And like, you get in this false reality of like thinking people give a fuck. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy and like a Debbie Downer and be like, nobody gives a fuck about you. But social media heightens it when it shouldn't. Like, a lot of people are not actually doing shit with their life. Like, they're posting their fucking lemon water in the morning and they think they have a sense of accomplishment because people are watching their story. Babe, they were swiping because they wanted distraction and your little lemon water just popped up. Like, I'm so sorry to say it, but literally, like, social media will get you in the mindset that you're important and that people care about you. And it's a weird thing because that distracts you from the reality of your actual life. And this will give you a false sense of connection. I think that's the better way to say it. It's not that you aren't important, but you're going to feel a lot more connected to people than you actually are. And you're going to feel like a lot more people are concerned about you. And this will become addicting and you will get addicted as fuck to posting online because that's your sense of connection. That's your sense of feeling good. So that's how I actually got to the point where I was ready to move. Like, I was looking at my social media presence online. I'm like, okay, I have followers, cute, fun, but what is my actual life? Like, when I stopped letting social media distract me from what my life actually was and how I actually felt about my life, I was sat square in the reality of it, and it wasn't a fucking comfortable reality. Like, it was like, oh shit, this is my life. Like, Take away the distraction of social media. Take away feeling like people give a fuck about you. Take away all that. Like, turn your phone off and then look at your life. What the fuck? Literally, that's what came out of my mouth when I did that. I was like, what the literal fuck is my life? Like, if I turn my phone off, all my followers disappear. All my content disappears. Like, if I just look at the square reality of what my life is, I was like, damn, like, I'm not actually doing as good as I thought I was. And that's the fucking problem. Social media makes everybody think that they're doing a lot better than they actually are, because it makes you feel like people are watching you and keeping up with you when they're fucking not. It's just the appearance of that. But these social media platforms have been engineered and set up in a way to make you addicted to them as a consumer, like as you're watching other people, and you also get addicted to posting. Like, your whole sense of self is like tied up in it sometimes, and your sense of feeling good and feeling like important is tied up in that. It's a basic need of a human being, is to feel important. And these apps have literally like capitalized on that to make us addicted to them, because like, everyone posts their story and no one posts with intention anymore. No one actually like takes time to post like meaningful shit or like anything that matters to them. It's like, oh, they're just posting their daily routine and their fucking coffee they had and their random shit. It's like, girl, who literally gives a fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's cute and it's nice to watch. I like when people post certain things. Enough of the fucking lemon water in the coffee. We get it, bitch. But everybody posts it. Like, everybody is posting everything they do in a day. But I was doing the same thing until I broke out of that. Like, I was posting all my random little day-to-day shit, thinking that somebody gave a fuck. And then once I realized, like, yo, what is your life actually? Stop with the image you're putting online. Stop with sharing shit that doesn't matter. Like, take it away for a second and look at your actual life and how you actually feel. And stop trying to feel better about it. Like, get square in the reality of what the fuck your life is, dude. That was just a big thing for me, because once I looked at my life, it became so uncomfortable and I was like, ew, like, I'm changing it. And literally within a week, I moved away and changed my whole fucking life. Like, that realization set me the fuck free. But now I just look around on social media and I'm like, what the fuck is everybody doing? Like, people put so much effort into their posts and I'm like, girl, what the fuck? Like, I understand it's most people's jobs, but I'm talking like normal people, like people with like 1,000 followers that are just like normal and not trying to have a big presence online. Like, what the fuck are y'all stressing out so hard for? So Betty Bop in the fucking town you grew up in can look at what you're doing. It makes people feel a sense of importance that's not real. Like, this, I'm just trying to like break that down for everybody, because it fucked me up for so long. Like, I was just living in this reality of like, social media is fun. Like, oh, it made me feel better about who I am and what I'm actually doing. And as soon as I realized social media helped me feel better about the life I was living, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, that's where the awareness kicked in. And I was like, why is it making me feel better? Why is social media making me feel better about my life? Like, that should not be happening. Like, escaping your reality and playing on a little platform should not make you feel better, okay? You should feel good in your normal day-to-day life as it is. So that let me know that there was like a big disconnect of like, I'm not truly happy in my life. And realizing that made me understand I need to have a life that I truly enjoy living and then share parts of it. It's like the trend now on social media to not live an exciting life. It's just to make it look like you're living an exciting life. Like, you're supposed to have a life everybody wants and be sharing parts of that, not just orchestrating it to look like you have a good life online. Am I making sense, or am I just talking fucking shit? Because I feel like nobody is like worth the shit anymore. Like, everybody just lives for social media. They don't live and then share it on social media. And that's one of the main reasons so many influencers are burning the fuck out. Like, so many people are quitting. So many people are like, oh my God, I have to take a mental health break. It's because they're orchestrating their life to look pretty. They don't actually have a pretty life. Like, there's only exhaustion when there's a disconnect between who you actually are and the image you're portraying. That's exhausting to keep up. But if you actually had a life you liked, you'd just be sharing parts of it casually. I don't know where the fuck my voice is going, but it's trying to run away. And one more part with that I'm going to get into in a few minutes is trying to just casually share your life is no longer cool anymore. Like, if it's not like high production, high quality, people are like stressing the fuck out. So it's like, even if you just want to share a casual part of your life, so much effort goes into trying to make it look better and make it look pretty and make it look like well produced. Like, that's fucking exhausting and it's annoying. Like, even if you do have a happy and exciting life, it's not gonna look that exciting because everybody else's image they're putting on is so fucking fake and it's so over the top that where you actually have a life that you're happy, it doesn't look like you're that happy because these other people are like blowing smoke up your fucking ass with what they're posting. It's just the comparison thing of like, I could be sharing my actual life and how I'm doing good, but if I'm not doing 10 times more than what I'm currently doing, like Joe Schmo here on the side with his fucking Lamborghini, like my life doesn't look that great. And I've actually fallen into this trap before too. Like you're trying to create content, you're trying to make shit so important, but what you need to be trying to do is make your life worthy of content. Like, so it's easy to just pull out a fucking camera, record a tidbit of what you're actually doing, and then share it. But it's so backwards now. Like, it's so inauthentic. It's so like, I'm thinking of ideas to make it look like my life is pretty. How do I keep thinking of more ideas? But people don't realize, motherfucker, make your life better and it will be easier to film it. And I haven't figured this out fully. Like, I'm still working on it too. But that's just one of the things I've realized recently, and I'm working on implementing that because I'm living a life that like I'm so busy and doing so much shit, but I actually enjoy it. And now I'm at the point where I'm not recording so much because I'm actually like enjoying my life and getting shit done. Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's like, I know I'm saying make a good life so you can share that, but I'd be having fun now. Like, I don't ever pull out my fucking phone. I'm not that type. Like, I always forget to pull out my phone. I'd be forgetting I'm an influencer. Like, I don't even like to fucking say that, but like, I do have an obligation kind of now to post online, and I let it stress me out for so long. And I'm just like, no, like, if I'm not doing shit, I'm not posting. Or like, if I'm just busy working, like, I'm not posting. I'm fucking getting my business done. I hope these thoughts are making sense because it makes sense in my fucking brain. And it's been the weirdest thing to watch once I became aware of all this and stopped really like doing it. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my social media. Like, I want to change it. I want to fucking delete it all, but I can't because it's like everything I do now, like everything I do now is dependent on it. Like, I can't just fucking shut my shit off. So I'm kind of stuck with it, but I really want to change what I post and how I post, but I'm like, what the fuck am I doing even? You know, like, I want to post with more intention and get out of the mindset of like, people give a fuck what I'm doing. Like, they don't. They genuinely don't. So my social media got very draining. Like, posting on social media got draining as fuck. But now I'm just kind of like being a lot more casual. I'm stopped trying to be so like perfect and I'm just like fucking around now. Like, I'm at the point I'm literally just like fucking around. Like, I just do what I want to post and I make sure I have fun with it. Because if you don't have fun with it, it'll turn into a task. So now I just post what I want. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just like, whatever, I'm over it. Like, I'll post little things. I post my little get ready with me on TikTok and like it did good. And I'm just like, this is funny as shit. Like, I literally don't care about social media anymore. Like, it's annoying. And now I'm going to start ranting. Okay, I got the deep shit out of the way. But now I just want to run my mouth. Like, literally, everybody now is somebody on social media. Like, everybody is a somebody. And I fucking hate it. There's so much to unpack with this. But typically, like, people didn't have like super good quality content unless they were big or unless they were somebody. And what I mean by somebody is like, you have a lot of followers, like you're somebody big, like you were given the opportunity to have like super well produced content because you made it. And now everybody has a nice camera and everybody has like super good quality shit. Like, girl, what the fuck is going on? Like, I can't tell who is a somebody and who's actually important and who's not. Cause like, Joe Schmoes that go to my gym have like 2,000 followers and they have like next level, like drop 5K on a fucking camera and they have the top of the top quality for their pictures. And I'm like, who is this? It's too accessible now. It's like everybody looks like a somebody because having like really, really well orchestrated content and like pictures and like high quality shit is so accessible to everyone now. You can't tell who actually is a somebody, and it's the biggest mind fuck. Cause I'm like, oh, they must be big. No, girl, they got like 2K. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I have so many followers and I'm like, I don't even give a shit. Like, I literally just like, I want to have the good quality content, but like, I don't care. So I'm like, how do y'all care? Can y'all tell me the trick? Cause I don't give a fuck. But the other thing with that, like, everything is so mass produced and I'm fucking sick of it. Like, everything is mass produced. Like, what the fuck? No one is just like making random ass videos anymore. And like, everyone is so effort. Like, everybody's putting so much effort into what they're posting. I'm like, girl, let's just fucking make it easy. I don't like to post things that are like difficult to create. Like, I just want easy little things to like throw together and post. Like, I don't want to put the effort into it. But like, That's how social media used to be. No one put effort in. It was just random little tidbits of your life. Now, everybody is so fucking orchestrated and perfecting the image that they have on social media. So now it's like uncommon to have normal quality content. Like if you don't have mass produced shit, you're looked at like a fucking idiot and like you don't know what you're doing. Like it's weird. Like it's so weird. It's intimidating and I'm sick of it. Like I don't like to have to put effort into pictures and shit and videos. Like literally, girl, turn your fucking phone off and everything that you just worked on all day is gone. Like we work so hard and put so much effort into posting shit online when online doesn't exist. It's not a tangible thing. It's like a little glass box as our phone. We waste all this time of our actual life, living our actual being and like being a human. We spend the time that we have to experience life making fucking content that doesn't exist really. Like you literally shut your phone off, you turn off Wi-Fi, and everything you did was for nothing. Like there's no, does that make sense? Like it's weird wrapping my mind around that. Like I don't want to put effort into making my life look good anymore and like making it look pretty online. I want to put my effort into having a good life, and that's what I've been doing. But my social media is like slacking because of it. Cause like even if I post my life as it is now, it's fucking great. It's way better than it's ever been. But it won't appear that great because there's so many other people posting online that their lives are 100 times better than they actually are. So like me living a normal good life is not shit compared to what's out there. And it's like, I don't even care to fucking put the effort into it. Like, girl, I'm gonna just do my goddamn thing. Like I said, I'm just ranting at this point, but social media has really been pissing me off. Like it's so weird now. And the biggest thing is like, everybody's a somebody and I can't get off that. Like, I don't know why it aggravates the shit out of me. People really are a fucking nobody, but they have the really good camera quality and they're really like mass produced content. But like what they're sharing is actually shit. But one thing I do think is really fucking funny is when people get pissy when they aren't gaining followers. Like everybody thinks the trick is to have perfect quality content and you'll grow. But people are spending all this money on like editors and all these expensive ass cameras. Their quality is fucking immaculate. It's 10 out of 10, but they still aren't growing. Everyone's trying to figure out the cheat code and they think that's it. Like sure, high quality content will help you grow a little bit, but now it doesn't matter if you have quality content because everybody fucking does. Like it's not the flex anymore. Like everybody's like, oh, I'll just go be hot and it's enough. Everyone's bored of that. Everyone's fucking bored of the perfect content and everybody being so goddamn fake. Like now, in order for you to grow on social media, you have to actually be special and be someone worth the fuck. You can't just look like you're someone worth the fuck because everyone sees through it. Does that make sense? Like everybody looks like they are somebody. So everyone's becoming unimpressed by that. Like you actually have to be someone and share good quality stuff or like actually be funny, actually have a personality, actually share valuable information to get followers. And people don't like that. People don't fucking like it. And it's so funny to watch everybody get pissy. I have one more point I'm going to make and then I'm going to talk shit about the gym I go to, Alpha Land, and all the influencers I've been seeing in real life. Y'all, I'm about to burst their little bubbles. I'm sorry. But the thing about social media that's really been pissing me off is ads are everywhere. Like literally Instagram, the new algorithm is so beyond fucked. I don't see anyone I actually fucking follow. I'm sick of it. It's ugly. Only thing getting posted is reels. Girl, I don't always want to watch a fucking video. I want to look at pictures too. Like I understand TikTok was doing good and it's all videos, like Instagram trying to copy it. What the fuck ever. But ads, literally every other fucking video is a goddamn ad. And it pisses me off. Like I'm actually like so aggravated by it. Like I understand these apps need to make their money. Like Instagram and TikTok, you need to make your money. I get it. But can you space your fucking ads out a little bitch? Or can you give me a fucking thing where I can pay $10 a month? I don't have to see a goddamn fucking ad because I'm sick of them. Like YouTube Red or Premium, whatever it is, it's like 10 bucks a month. I have that, so I don't have to watch anybody's stupid fucking ads. Like, I hate advertisements. I fucking hate them. And that's all social media is now. Like, even on Instagram stories, like, you click 2 fucking stories, and then boom, there's an ad. Here's a couch you could buy. Here's a fucking sweater. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, everything is ads. And even if it's not ads, like, everyone that is creating content now is creating shit and using their social media to sell something. Like everything is marketed. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like social media is no longer fun. Like social media is annoying as shit. It's so fucking fake. And if it's not fake as fuck, there's ads everywhere. And if it's not an actual ad, like they paid for the ad, it's someone marketing something. Like, it's actually the most annoying shit. Like, no one just posts on social media to post anymore. It's all calculated and it's all like, ew, I don't know how to explain it. Like, everyone's posting to sell something or posting to feel better about their self and what they're actually doing with their little shitty booty life. And it's like, everything is so see-through. And when I say awareness is a curse, it fucking is, because I can't enjoy social media anymore. I'm too aware of what's going on. Like, I can't enjoy shit. Like, reality TV, I used to love it. I used to eat it up. I don't fucking care no more. Like, I see through it. I understand so many elements. I know how to break down everything. It's like, my brain is not stimulated anymore. And it's scary because all of my life is, like, on social media. Girl, this really just turned into a fucking rant, huh? I literally just get on social media now to post my shit and get off. Like, I watch my own things. And I watch a couple of my friends' things. But I don't sit and, like, consume social media anymore. You can't. Like, you literally will consume ads. That's all you're gonna fucking consume. Girl, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just kind of going. But I do want to talk shit on influencers at the fucking gym that I go to. Yo, you guys have no idea what people look like in real life. Like, there's so much more that goes into these influencers than you realize. They are all like 2 feet tall. I swear to God, they're the smallest little fucking rugrats I've ever seen running around the gym. Like, on social media, they look huge. They look massive. And then you see them in real life and they're like the size of a pack of fucking gum. Like, I don't get it. I literally don't get it. And it's so weird to see someone with so many followers online and they're so respected for the person that they are online. And then the person they are in real life is a fucking wacko. Like, they're lame. Like, they're literally lame as shit. They're insecure as fuck. You can tell by the way that they walk. Like, that's one thing. It's like, you see all these influencers, but you don't see the way that they walk and the way that they carry themselves. Like, they're highly respected in the little world they've created online, but in real life, they know they're a fucking dipshit. They know that they're not shit. Like, they literally just walk around so insecure and, like, scared and timid, and I'm like, what the hell? And then you have the other ones that are, like, overinflated sense of fucking ego in public or at the gym or, like, at clubs and shit. Like, they're overinflated their sense of self, but really, like, I see you. You're a fucking loser. Like, you can just tell by the way that they behave. Y'all, when I said being aware is a curse, it's also fun because I get to see through people. Like, I know who has followers and who doesn't by the way that they fucking act sometimes. Like, you can just spot it. Like, I'm very good at that. But there is this one guy on TikTok that screams like motivational shit. Like, he'll scream at people, get the fuck up and get to the gym and all this and that. And then I saw him at the gym and I was like, girl, you be yelling like that? Like, sure, he's in decent shape, but like, seeing who he was in real life and the way that he walked and the way he carried himself, I was like, you're a laughing stock. You online are on there screaming at people? Like, girl, you? I'm so baffled by it. Like, I'm so baffled. The main reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to put everybody's mind at ease and to help everybody be less insecure, because the people you're judging your life against online, like, you see these people that are all cool and they're all great, they're all this, they're all that, and then you look at your life and you just subconsciously compare, it's not really them. Like, they aren't like that in real life, and I want to set everybody free from that mentally. Like, the people that you idolize online are not this fucking cool. Like, they're not shit in real life, and I hate to sound like I'm just dogging the fuck out of everybody, but I'm very protective of my followers because I care about all of you. And I know how hard it is to be comparing yourself to people online and how much it will fuck with you and your sense of value and your sense of self. So I just want to protect you all from that. And that's why I'm revealing this shit. Like, these people are not as cool as you think. They're not anything to be intimidated by. They're nothing special. Like, there are some people that are really cool, that have really great content, that are like cool ass people in real life. But most of them are not this special. And that's the thing, is like, when you get online, everybody looks special. You think everybody is special. And there's no way that this many people are special, is all I'm going to tell you and reassure you of. So you can tell the ones that are actually special. So many more are just an image online. And I don't want you all comparing yourself to the shit that you see, because it's not real. Like, this is just what I'm trying to expose in this episode, is the reality of it, so that y'all don't feel so bad about yourself. Because I don't want anything to hurt you guys. I'm exposing it. Like, I'm ranting a little and I'm being a little rough, I know. But I'm not talking shit. I'm just trying to protect you all. and share some of the things that I wish somebody else would have shared. Like someone else that was around influencers, I wish someone else would have posted this a couple years ago before I got into all this, because I felt so bad about myself and like my life and what was online. Like I was so intimidated by everything online. I was like, my life is not shit. But I just want to reassure you guys, the norm and like what looks normal online, none of these people are actually experiencing it, okay? Like, it's a very small scale of people who are actually special, who are actually balling like you think, and who are actually living a life that you think that you want. Most of this shit is so fake. So I just want to protect you all mentally, and that's what I'm trying to accomplish. But y'all know I just like to complain and talk shit. But that's my motive, and I just want to make that very clear. And girl, the fucking tea that I have about that goddamn gym, these influencers, none of them like each other. They literally all, I'm gonna get fucking shit on. I might get into trouble for this, but none of these fucking influencers are friends. None of them fucking like each other, okay? They literally get together, film content, and fuck off. Like, they literally, like, some of them don't like each other at all, but, like, they're not friends like it seems. Like, none of these influencers are actually, like, bestie boos, and especially the fucking drama with the photographers. If you see an influencer with a photographer, and then you see the photographer all of a sudden stop working with them, there's a motherfucking problem there. I'm just gonna let you know. I know so much tea, and I'm not the one to ever like rat out people's business. Like, I like to be someone that people can talk to because I like to know everything going on. I like to know the tea. So I'll never fully spill it. Like, I'll never come on here like talking and like exposing people's fucking shit. But I will say, photographers and influencers, if they all of a sudden have a breakup, one of them switch the fuck up, okay? I'm just gonna let you know, some people get too big for their fucking britches, whether it's the photographer or the influencer, but there's so much snake shit that goes on, and there's so many weird ass dynamics, but like I said, these people are not friends. Like, the people you see online, like, oh my god, I've seen so many of these collabs be so staged and so fucking fake. Like, I posted a video with my friend Leslie. Me and her are actually friends as fuck. Like, she's like one of my best friends here. I see her at the gym every day. I've hung out with her like a month before I ever posted anything online of us. Like, we were at her pool getting fucking drunk. We finished a bottle of tequila together. We talked about all our deepest, darkest secrets. Like, she's a genuine ass bitch. And like, before I ever got online with her, like, we were really good friends and we developed a really good friendship. These people you see online are literally like, they don't know a fuck thing about each other. They meet up for the videos so they can get clout from each other. They make a video and dip. And a lot of them like don't like each other, but they want to get the other person's followers and be seen with them so they can grow. Like, it's so fucking fake and it's such bullshit. It's honestly kind of funny. Like, seeing it, like, I say it's funny because I'm so shocked. I'm like, what the hell? Like, literally moving to Houston was my favorite thing I ever did. Cause I'm getting like all the tea. Like, I'm living in it. Like, I'm living in the fucking mecca of, like, all this drama, and it is so funny. And y'all, these people all be fucking each other. Okay? Maybe I should cut that out. No, fuck that. It's funny. Like, I think it's so fucking funny. They all be fucking each other for clout. Like, they fuck each other for clout. They fuck each other for videos. And a lot of them just fuck each other. Like, it's so messy. Like, I just like to sit back and observe. Like, I just like to watch and know everything going on. And all of them on drugs. All of them on fucking drugs. I'm telling you, steroids or Molly, Coke, ecstasy, like party drugs. They're on party drugs or they're on fucking steroids. Most of them are on both. But all these people, y'all, posting about all this nutrition, all this health and wellness, all this is how you live your lifestyle. Here's my lemon water. Here's my fat burners. They are the most drug using motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's insane. But one thing that's so funny to me about Molly and ecstasy, like, that's a girl drug. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. In my opinion, like, that's a fucking girl drug. Like, to roll, like, that's such a bitch thing to do. Like, that's for the girls and the gays. Straight guys that roll, well, I don't know why that's so unattractive to me, but like, that's so pussy. Fitness people especially, they love some Molly, bitch. They love some fucking ecstasy. I just want to say, these influencers party a lot, and they party hard, bitch. Like, you think that they're not going to spend the money that they have? Like, they're buying fish scale. They're not buying, like, normal shit, but, like, they are partying hard as fuck. And, like, a lot of them post, like, oh, I went to the club last night, but I only had water. Girl, no, the fuck you didn't. You had some ecstasy. I don't know why this is so funny to me. This is just hilarious to me. I have a time of this. Like, I just love knowing everything. But the image y'all are seeing online is not these people. Like, it's not fucking them at all. Like, everybody posts what they think they need to post. Everyone is trying to orchestrate a certain image for, like, hidden motives. And I'm just like, I'm sick of it. Like, can everybody just go back to being, like, normal and just, like, spamming their fucking feed and shit? Like, stop trying to look perfect. I do want to say that anyone you see me posting in a picture with, like, on my profiles, they're a genuine ass person and I've tested them. Y'all know I test everybody. But the people that I post with are people that I've been friends with. I don't just take a picture with someone and post them. Like, if I say that they're in my life, they're actually in my life. I don't do the whole clout shit. Like, I post on my Instagram as, like, my actual friends. It's, like, the people I actually have in my life. So if you ever see me with someone, they're a good one. If you see me not with someone, I don't know them yet, or I'm avoiding them. And one more thing I want to talk about is everybody coming out with a goddamn brand. Like, everybody's coming out with their own brand. And I'm like, cool, I get it. Like, I respect the hustle, but y'all are all ordering from the same fucking manufacturers on Alibaba and fucking getting all this same quality shit. And I'm gonna say it's shit because that's what it is. Like, everybody's ordering the same poor quality materials and products, slapping their name on it, and then trying to sell it. Like, how many more people can come out with brands? Like, this shit is so done. It's so, like, washed out. Like, everybody's fucking done it. Everybody's got a brand. Everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody's selling the same products with different fucking labels. And it's annoying. Like, there's nothing to buy no more. There's no business to make anymore. That's a product-based business. And there's no fucking, like, shit to buy no more. It's all the fucking same. And, like, all the retailers and everybody, like, all the quality of everything is going down. This is a separate rant. But the one about the businesses, girl, these businesses are not making as much money as you think. Like, people with their little clothing brands, or their little sunglasses brands, or their little whatever fucking accessories they've got, like, their little brands, they're not making as much as you think. I'm gonna just leave it there because I don't want to sound like a negative Nelly, because all I've done is, like, talk shit this whole time. But my whole point, I want to reiterate it, is I'm not bringing people down. I'm bringing you guys into the awareness of the truth of it, because it will make you feel bad about your life. Like, seeing all this shit going so right for everybody on social media and all these people able to live these certain ways, I just want to promise you they're fucking not. All right? Don't compare your life to it. Don't get stressed out. Don't wonder, why are you different? You're not different. Everybody's dealing with the same shit. People are just choosing what they post and choosing what they don't post. And I do post this a lot of the time. I always post, you're doing better than you think you are. And I want to remind you of that. And I just wanted to share a little bit of the truth of what's actually going on in the world and not just, like, the perfect parts that people show you. Like, this life is not as pretty as people make it seem. Like, the life of being an influencer, like, I am one at this point. Like, I'm not that big, but I am at the point where, like, I'm considered an influencer, and I don't fucking like that term at all, but I have to, like, accept the reality of it. But I just want you all to know, the people that are sitting there looking up at everybody that has more followers than them, the life that you see is not as fucking pretty as they think. Like, my life is great. But I'm not focused on, like, trying to make my life look perfect. Like, I'll post on my story when I'm having a bad fucking day. Like, I'm crying, I'm upset. Like, I just binge ate. Like, I'll post, like, my shit and my struggles. But a lot of people don't. So just don't compare yourself to the people online. Don't think that these people that have followers have perfect lives. They're literally a fucking train wreck. Like, most of them... Like, social media is so much more of, like, a mental chess game than you realize, and it fucks people up so much. Because, like I said, these apps and these platforms are created to make you addicted to them. Like, people are addicted to these apps as creators, too. Like, people are addicted to watching it, but they're addicted to posting. I've fallen into that trap. Like, it's so nice when all these people are watching you, and you have all these views and all these likes. It's like, oh my God, it's invigorating. But it's so fucking damaging. Because, like I said, it gives you a false sense of importance. Like, it's not that you're not important, but it makes you feel like you are a lot more important than you realize. And then when your actual life doesn't match that, it's a mind fuck. Because, like, online, you are somebody, you're big, you're this, you're that. But in real life, your life sucks and you fucking hate it. There's a lot to unpack with that. But yeah, I just wanted to talk my shit a little bit. But with all that being said about how much I hate social media, I do like it. And if you do want to follow me and check my shit out, my Instagram and TikToks and everything will be linked in the description of this podcast. If you like this podcast, leave it a 5-star rating. Whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, throw me a little 5 stars. And if you want to hear me talk about any other topics, just send me a DM on Instagram. I'm always like adding to my list of shit I want to talk about. But that's all I got for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next Sunday.